Our next presenters are Ben Kuckerbaum and Robert Melton. Ben is an associate here in Gunderson Dettmar's Austin office, where he is a member of their licensing, strategic partnering, and commercial transactions group. He has broad experience in all types of commercial transactions, licensing arrangements, and other technology-centered types of agreements. Rob is of counsel in the Austin law firm of Jones and Spross. Rob started his career in complex commercial litigation and has represented clients in connection with regulatory compliance, privacy, and security matters since 2019. Ben and Rob will be presenting this afternoon. The presentation is entitled Made in the USA, Considerations for Sourcing Technology in Today's Supply Chain. Please give Ben and Rob a warm welcome.
All right, can everyone hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. So Robert and I have kind of a patriotic Memorial Day themed presentation, if you will. We're presenting Made in the USA. This actually touches on a number of different areas of law. The general theme is, you know, Made in the USA, but we're gonna go in a few different directions with this. I'm gonna start by talking about the CHIPS Act, and then I'm gonna talk about the FTC's new, well, relatively new Made in the USA rule. Okay, so the CHIPS Act stands for the Creating Helpful Incentives for the Production of Semiconductors Act. This is a law that was passed in 2022, allocating over $50 billion to bring chip manufacturing back to the US. I'm gonna get into the details of what the CHIPS Act does. First, I wanted to talk about why Congress thought it was necessary to pass this law and give some background about the chip industry. So, as a lot of you probably know, we invented chips, integrated circuits, here in the US. And for a long time, we dominated international manufacturing of chips. Starting fairly early on, some of the back-end work, like dicing, packaging, that sort of thing, was done in Southeast Asia and other countries overseas. But we were making the chips here in the US. Then in the 70s and 80s, that started to change. Japan got into the game in a big way. Korea got into the game, specifically with memory chips. But again, the US was still producing a lot of the high-end chips, specifically some of the high-end logic chips. Now, fast forward to late 80s, early 90s, and a company called the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company came onto the scene. And TSMC was started, really it was started by the Taiwanese government. This is a very strategic initiative for the Taiwanese government, but it was spearheaded by a man named Morris Chang, who is a longtime industry veteran with Texas Instruments here in Texas. And Chang had what was a really novel idea at the time. Chang's idea was, you know, manufacturing chips had become so expensive, so complicated, that he thought that they should essentially form a company that would be the world's contract manufacturer for chips. So other companies would design chips, and TSMC and other companies known as foundries, this became known as the foundry model, would make those chips. This became amazingly successful, really shifting the entire landscape for the chip industry. A lot of the household names that you can think of in the chip space, companies like NVIDIA, Apple, AMD, all of them are now what they call fabless chip companies, meaning they outsource to TSMC and other foundries to make their chips. Now, there are still some companies that operate their own fabs. Intel is a big example of this. Texas Instruments still has their own fabs. Micron still has their own fabs. But these foundries really took over the space specifically for the leading edge chips. The result of this is that the US went from manufacturing about 37% of the world's chips in 1990 to about 12% of the world's chips today. So we have sacrificed massive market share as this foundry model came online. Perhaps even more important than the decline in kind of the raw numbers of the market share, we do not produce any of the most leading edge chips here in the US. In fact, we now rely on a single foundry company, TSMC. You'll hear that name come up a lot. We rely on TSMC for 92% of the world's leading edge chips. So this is seen, you know, this is problematic for a lot of reasons. In Washington, this is seen as a big national security issue. Chips are used in everything from Happy Meal toys to dishwashers to nukes. And so having this foreign supply chain dependency is a big potential problem, especially as geopolitical tensions continue to rise with mainland China.